Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Google will cut in half the length of time it holds data linking surfers' IP addresses to their web searches. The move comes in response to regulators' concerns, especially in Europe and the U.S., the company said in a blog posting on Tuesday. The search giant's new data retention policy is to render the IP addresses in its server logs anonymous after 9 months, instead of waiting 18 months as it has until now. The company said the move is meant to improve privacy for users. It also announced Tuesday that the search function called Google Suggest will be tweaked to make it more respectful of people's privacy. The weak economy is affecting IT spending at nearly half of large enterprises in North America and Europe. But demand for services remains strong, according to a Forrester research poll of about 950 senior IT managers. 43% of companies have slashed their overall IT budgets this year, and 24% have put off discretionary spending. 28% reported no impact. Forrester's data shows a situation to be significantly worse in North America, where 49% of companies said they have cut their IT budgets, compared to 31% in Europe. The U.S. Department of Justice has hired a high-profile antitrust attorney to help it review and possibly challenge Yahoo's agreement to outsource part of its search advertising business to Google. That was what the Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday. The retaining of former Walt Disney Vice Chairman Sanford Litvak is a sign the DOJ may be readying an antitrust lawsuit to block the deal between Yahoo and Google. The DOJ has been taking depositions from witnesses and requesting documents via subpoenas for weeks as it mulls challenging the Google-Yahoo deal in court, the journal reported. 2 years after entering the digital single-lens reflex camera market, Sony has capped off its alpha range of cameras with a high-end model that features a full-frame sensor and 24.6 megapixel resolution. Sony is aiming the camera at serious photographers, and it carries a price to match, around $3,000 for the body alone. Behind the lens of the Alpha 900 sits the full-frame image sensor that Sony first unveiled earlier this year. A full-frame sensor is the same size as a 35mm film frame and is about double the size of the sensors used in most other digital cameras with interchangeable lenses. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.